navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040. Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Claire Bates Arena on the campus of Van Buren High School. Glad you're here with us this afternoon on the Bomber Sports Network and on Classic Hits 101.7. Glad you're here with us. We're going to check the starters real quick for Van Buren. It's going to be Cam Schmidt, Aspen Cohn, the athletic director's daughter, Drew Cohn, Havisha Johnson, J.C. Odom, and Sophie Gehrig. So they are led by head coach Michael Kinney in his fourth year, assisted by Kendall Ruff and Jeff Grinder. Kendall Ruff, A graduate from just down the road in West Belfont, Harrison High School, but we won't hold that against him. On the Mountain Home side, it's the same five starters it's been all year. Jayla Yonkers, Witten Coleman, Parker Husky, Lakin Moore, and Anna McCarn will be the five for Mountain Home.
You know, Dylan, Cameron Schmidt, number three for Van Buren as the lights go off and the big scoreboard lights up here in Van Buren as they do their start. But number three, she was a sophomore. She came in and played a lot of minutes for Van Buren last year as a freshman. I remember when the Lady Bombers came here last year, they had to win this game. They were battling with Van Buren for that fourth spot kind of going into the state tournament. And, man, we came here and got off hot, got to a hot start, shot the ball well, and we hope we do that again tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a good start. If you're watching on the Bomber Sports Network, do not adjust your your television. It's a shade of, was that Kelly Green, I'd say?
It's Kelly Green.
I mean, they do a good job with the presentation and lights. You know, this was one of the two spots that bid for the 5A state tournament. It was between here and Searcy, and this is as good a facility as we'll go
to. It's a beautiful facility right here. If you're watching, it kind of looks weird. It's down in a hole a little bit. You kind of got the sides that are over there in the gray walls, and then the stands kind of sit up as you look down into, okay crowd, I guess, for Van Buren. I don't know what their home games are.
Especially for a Saturday.
Well, and, you know, we were talking about that a little bit, Dylan, on these games that get pushed back. I think that the Saturday games hurts the home team. We saw it last week with Alma and Harrison. You know, Harrison lost both those games, getting pushed back to a Saturday. And as a Friday, you're used to the way that things go with school. You're used to your after-school routine, getting to the gym. Usually crowds are there on Friday nights. When it comes to a 4 o'clock or 4:30 tip-off on a Saturday, things are a little bit different. So the energy here is low. But for the road team, they're the ones that are traveling. They're the ones that are going. They're the ones that are they're the ones that are used to traveling, so everything's kind of more normal for those top teams.
So this is the opening tip-off presented by Clear Results Glass. Glad you're here with us. Mountain Home will be going from left to right in front of us here as the ball's in the air and we're underway. Parker Husky in control of it. Mountain Home in their road blues with a little bit of gold trim and white numerals. They'll be moving from left to right in front of us here. Van Buren in their home whites.
Coming out in a man, looks like Van Buren is, to start this game.
Yonkers with the basketball. Now back to Lake and Moore. Mountain Home 2-0. Van Buren 1-1 here in the 5A West. Van Buren, one of the teams people projecting to finish top four this year. Yonkers over to the far side. Moore's going to tee up the three from the left side, and this one is missed. Coleman got her hands on it. Was last touch. Looks like it's going to stay with Van Buren, and it will.
Good hustle there by Witt, getting her hands on it. She was outsized a little bit, but used her aggressiveness to knock the ball off the Van Buren player.
So Parker's going to throw it in. Parker looking. Now they get it to Moore.
Now Van Buren switched this 2-3 zone now.
Yonkers with the basketball. 28 on the shot clock. They had a fresh 35. Possession arrow will go to the direction of Van Buren on the next jump ball. As we're at 7:10 to go, Parker swings it to Moore in the corner. She's going to go past the girl. Looked like she was fouled. She stepped on the baseline, and it'll be Van Buren basketball. Looked like she was buffed there, but they let it go.
Yeah, Lakin did take a little bit of the hip check, and Van Buren got away with a foul and kind of knocked Lakin out of bounds.
And Buren in their home white uniforms with gold, green lettering and numerals on the front with green trim and a VB on the shorts as this backdoor pass is sent out of bounds. Last touch by Van Buren, and Lady Bombers will get the ball back. One turnover to one turnover. 6:50 to go here. Clock never stopped while the ball was out of bounds. So it's very, very good start. It's a Saturday for everyone. I talked to their AD. They were having trouble getting people here to work the game. The officials were no problem, but getting clock people, PA guy. Of course, we never have an issue with the PA guy back home as Coleman has the basketball. Back up top between the circles. Back to Husky on the right side. Husky handoff to Moore. Moore's going to step back at the free throw line. Now pulls it up. Gives it back to Husky in the post to Anna McCarn. Going to go with a hook shot off the window. This one is missed. Rebounded by McCarn and a fresh 35. Moore with it to the far side to Coleman. Excuse me, the near side. As it'll come back up top to Lake, and she'll reset the offense with 25 on the shot clock. Yonkers driving baseline, going to put up the 8-foot floater. This one's missed short, and it's rebounded down to Sophie Garrick.
So far, Mountain Homes had some good looks at the rim, just not able to get on fall. We started Harrison game off a lot like that.
Yeah.
Hope we can get the shooting better.
Driving along the baseline is Van Buren. The bucket is good by J.C. Odom. That's her first points of the ball game, and it's the first bucket of the ball game for either side. 2-0 our score here. We're about 5:40 left in this one, and a whistle and another turnover. And the ball will go back in the direction of Van Buren. Van Buren will throw in. A little full court extended pressure. Now it's run and jump. Husky and Moore will trap the ball handler. Now it comes back to this side to Odom. Ball's reset in the middle of the floor. They tried to get it to Cohn. It was picked up and last touched out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Mountain Home.
Mountain Home's got good active hands on the defensive side of things so far. When you're not shooting the ball, you got to play good defense, see if you can turn some defense into some quick offense.
So it will be Aspen Cohn with basketball. Going to go to her right, pulls up top of the key. Three is good, and it's 5-0 Van Buren real quick. Slow start for both sides, but Van Buren, their start's not been as slow. It's 5-0 here at the 5-minute mark. Shot off the window is
an offensive foul. Yeah.
So they're going to get Lake and Moore with that one. That'll be her first foul right at the 5-minute mark.
It's already three turnovers for the Lady Bombers. I know Coach Leonard and Coach Husky not going to be happy about that.
4:59 to go in this one. Van Buren with the basketball. Cohn trying to fight through some pressure to get it across or close to cross half court. It's turned over, picked up by Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. They're going to swing it to Yonkers. She's going to have a layup off the glass. Good, and Lady Bombers are on the board.
And when you're struggling on offense, that's what you do. Turn some defense into some quick offense.
5-2 our score. Van Buren scored the first 5 points of this game. Now driving along the baseline, they tried to tip it in. McCarn tipped it. It almost went in, and it's rebounded by Mountain Home. Witt and Coleman with the basketball. To Lake and Moore, they swing it to Yonkers. She's going to put up the deep three. She's got it. She's got all 5 points, a personal 5-0 run.
Don't let Jayla get hot. Don't let Jayla get hot. They can go in bunches for her.
So that's 5 points for her so far, as it is 5-5 now. Now let's skip back to Aspen Cohn, the point guard for the Pointers, as they face this beautiful video board you can't see on your screen. Comes back up top, now swung to the far side to Johnson. Johnson looking, brings it back to Cohn. 10 on the shot clock. Down to 7 between the circles now. She's going to go to her right. They're trying to set something up. They can't get it to go. They give it to Johnson for a desperation 3. Hits the back of the iron, rebounded by McCarn.
You know, Anna McCarn's been a different player these last 2 or 3 games for the Lady Bombers. If we can get that Anna, man, things are going to be really, really bright for the Lady Bombers.
3:33 to go in this first quarter. 5-5 our score. A little slow on this Saturday afternoon. We're glad you're here with us. Yonkers going to drive down to McCart off the window. Good. The Lady Bombers lead. And a timeout called by Van Buren. So it looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. Mountain Home with the lead. 7-5. 3:24 left in this first quarter. This is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Back here at Claire Bates Arena here on the campus of Van Buren High School. Glad you're here with us. Again, beautiful facility here. I was kind of shocked that they gave the Class 5A state play or state tournament to Searcy.
Searcy's a beautiful venue,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, both are really good, but they already hosted volleyball this year.
Yeah, that should tell you what type of team Van Buren thinks they have.
You don't
go for state tournament unless you think you got a team that's going to be there, one, and two, go a long way while you're there.
So this is bounced out of low post. A whistle and a push is called. They're going to put it on the baseline. They might get Witten for that, and they will.
Yeah, she leaned on the body.
Yeah.
Got on her on the lower half of the body.
That's the second foul for the Lady Bombers. Only the second foul in this game, but it'll be put on the baseline for Van Buren. They skip it in to Schmidt. Schmidt going to drive along the baseline against Lake and Moore. Off the window, good. That's a tough shot by Cam Schmidt. Now she's on the board. Three different pointers have scored so far. 2:56 to go in this first quarter of action after we had the 24 hours of junior varsity basketball earlier. As the shot is missed by Moore, rebounded by Van Buren, now pushed ahead. Schmidt going to drive inside. This one is going to be a foul, and it's going to send her to the free throw line. They'll get Jayla Yonkers with that foul. So three fouls for the Lady Bombers to three different girls, and it will send Cam Schmidt to the free throw line. Man, that's some long JV games. Holy cow.
Yeah, the girls game, we almost had a winning shot from half court.
Yeah.
Kara Jackson hits the shot. It rolls around off the backboard and hangs on the rim and just falls out. That would have won it for the Lady Bombers and the boys.
It was a 30-point game. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of timeouts called in JV games, too, that you know you'll see.
Well, they set the schedule out as the first free throw was missed. Here comes the second one, and this one will rattle around and fall in. So Van Buren regains the lead. They said, oh, yeah, we're going to play JV girls at 2, JV boys at 3, and then we'll play the varsity game about 4. No problem at all. And here we are starting at 4:30, but better late than never. Lake and Moore with the ball now across the timeline. 23 left on the shot clock. She'll hand it off to Husky. She thought about a 3. Now she'll give it back to Yonkers, who's going to drive, splits the double team, try to get it down to McCarn, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Van Buren. So Lady Bombers will set up along the baseline. Yonkers looking to throw in, still looking, gets it into Coleman. She's going to put up the left side 3, almost banked it in. And the long rebound's going to come down to Van Buren. It goes down to Cone, skips it to the far side to Schmidt. Schmidt's going to put up the 15-footer, rattled around, won't go. Parker comes up with a rebound. She's barreled over. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touched, apparently, by Mountain Home as Parker was laying on the ground. I don't think her arms are that long, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Van Buren. Lucky it wasn't a foul call because it looked like Parker – I'm trying to go intentionally after legs, but they could have called a foul there, but they did not. So Van Buren has the ball. They get it into Cone. Cone with the basketball between the circles. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. 8-7 our score. Van Buren leading. They come back to this side to Schmidt. They bounce it down to the low post to the sophomore. Three-pointer on the way from the top of the key is missed. Rebounded by Anna McCarn. That was Avery McDonald they tried to bounce it down to. Comes down to Lake and Moore, back up top. Yonkers, she wants the deep three. This one is good. She's got 8 points right now. Jayla Yonkers, if it was just her, it'd be tied 8-8 right now.
You know, can Van Buren figure out how to stop Jayla? Then if they stop Jayla, then can they figure out how to stop Lake? And that's what makes this Lady Bombers team so good.
Well, 15-footer is missed, and it's going to go to Mountain Home. Last touch by McDonald, and it will be the Lady Bomber basketball. And we have a whistle substitution. Bailey Rittenberg's going to come in and replace Witten Coleman. You know, it's not a – it was very deep at the start of the year, but there's only 3 Lady Bombers that will come off the bench for this team predominantly. It's going to be Bailey Rittenberg, Sarah Williams,
and Livy Fosnes.
Livy Fosnes. Yeah. Parker across the timeline. She's in the jump circle. Now she's going to go back to the right side. They clear it out on the left side, give it back to Moore up top, try to isolate her. Hesitation move. She's met by two girls. Van Buren's moved to somewhat of a, what was it, a zone? It looked like a zone.
They're a little matchup man, I think, right there, but that's how you beat a man. You just let Lakin go to work.
Lakin Moore hits the free throw line jumper. She's in the book for the first time, and Mountain Home has the lead once again. It's a four-point lead, the biggest lead of the game so far. This is bounced down off the window and missed, but it's a foul, and it's going to send – that's going to send Cam Schmidt to the free throw line. 48.6 left in this first quarter of action.
Yeah, like Schmidt's a great little player for Van Buren. She came up last as a ninth grader and really helped make their season, change their season a little bit. And she did an awesome job. And she's a tough, long, strong kid. And, you know, one of the Lady Bombers are going to have to worry about for years to come.
So that foul was charged to Anna McCarn. The free throw is good. And now it's a one-possession game.
The Bombers got lucky. They gave that last foul to Anna McCarr instead of Lakin Moore.
Well, I saw 24 go up on the board, but I think they changed it.
They did.
After some lobbying from the bench.
That would have been Lakin's second foul.
Jayla with the ball. She's going to step back. She's feeling it, and this one is missed. Rebounded by Rittenberg, but it was tipped out of her hands, and it comes down to Van Buren with about a second difference on the shot clock. 30 seconds left in the first quarter, 29 on the shot clock, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And it's going to go Anna McCarn, so that's her second foul. And that should be the bonus. Five fouls to nothing so far. As Libby Fosnes will come in now.
Let's think about that. Five fouls to nothing. The Lady Bombers are the only ones fouling in this game, apparently.
Yeah.
Today, as Parker gets pulled over, rolled over on one end, and that's what you get when you go on the road. You just got to overcome some of these things.
So that's going to send – I can't see. There's hair in the way. That's 22. That is Avery McDonald. They'll send to the free throw line as first free throw is missed. Well, one thing I found out that Siloam, Greenwood, Alma, and Van Buren have a different referee assigner. So you'll see all the same refs at those games, but then us, Russellville, Greenbrier, and who am I missing?
Harrison.
As that second free throw is missed, all have a different assigner. So you'll see the same refs at all of those games. So it's funny, inside your own conference,
that's
you
right.
can get it called two different ways.
Yeah.
So Lakin Moore is going to dribble out the clock. Mountain Home will have the lead, at least, hopefully, at the end of these 10 seconds. Lakin Moore going to drive. Drives, picks up her dribble. Thought about shooting it, gives it to Rittenberg on the left side. Down to 3 seconds, puts up the little floater. This one is an air ball. Comes right down to the hands of Cohn, puts it up at the buzzer, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. So after one quarter of play, Lady Bombers had a slow start. But now they end up leading 12-9. We're going to take a short little break, bring you the second quarter. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or